What's up, strangers? I'm Ash.
And I'm Daisy, and we are your hosts of the Bold and Unscripted podcast. We are here talking about getting out of your comfort zone.
In this episode, we'll be sharing some of our personal crazy experiences, as well as getting some stories from students on our campus. Let's get into it. So first, we'll start off with a story from Daisy, talking about getting out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, so my own personal story is started at my freshman year here at GCU, where I decided to get out of my dorm and go to the gym for the first time. It was quite a weird experience going out there alone and not knowing anybody, especially in the gym where you just go in and then you just have eyes all over you, like on you, and it's just making me so uncomfortable. As I continued to go there consistently, I met friends along there that have the same hobbies. So in the gym, always looking forward to going. It's my third year going to the gym consistently. I made those friends from freshman year, and from there, I felt more confident in my own body and going to new places, especially to GCU events, especially because there's always people staring at you and it just gets kind of weird. And I don't like when eyes are on me, or like being the center of attention. But as you like continue to go there consistently, then you just feel like you belong there, you feel comfortable, you don't care what others think. So yeah, that was my own experience. Is more of like I just never wanted to be like the center of like when it comes to attention or like eyes on me. It's just made me so uncomfortable. So
mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, I feel like I also started going to the gym. Even like we have the smaller gyms in like the Grove, going from that one to like the LPC was so intimidating. I was like, the LPC is huge. It's probably so crowded and lots of people.
It's even worse now, actually, since it's the new year. There's a lot of new faces and you get to talk to new people, though.
Yes.
That's one thing that made me more confident when it comes to talking to new people, especially when they're like a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's so funny. Yeah, I started taking like the fitness classes they have on campus because it's just like an easy way to get into it, like the spin classes, or they have like just the yoga ones, which are super chill.
I've only been to one sunrise yoga. I'm not a morning person for the
I've never done the sunrise yoga, just the ones that are like at 5 p.m.
Yeah,
and then we'll hear from one of our students on campus who are experiencing new things in their life, new emotions, and getting out of their comfort zone. How have you gotten out of your comfort zone this school year?
Well, I'm a senior here, so I've been around for a bit. But I think this year specifically, I've been able to meet like-minded people that are kind of, I guess, also seniors about to graduate and kind of move on with their lives. And having that reassurance that, you know, other people are also going through like the same like stresses that I'm going through. And it's been good to just kind of maintain those relationships and just have those conversations.
This school year, I think just trying my best to get out and meet new people. Sometimes I can be a little introverted, so I think just being in busy places like the Promenade or GCBC and just getting to know people.
One way I got out of my comfort zone while I've been a student here was getting involved in a new club, and this was actually pretty pivotal for, I feel like, my whole college life. So freshman year of college, I really wanted to get involved some way, but I wasn't sure how. And I saw that there was like a club fair the first week of school. I was just an excited freshman. I was like, let me go to this. I didn't know anyone, so I just went by myself.
Right.
I just went by myself and was talking to people there. And I saw this booth. It was called Her Campus GCU. And I went and talked to them, and the girls were super sweet. And for this club, you actually like have to apply. Like, there's an application
for
it.
Not,
yeah, I guess so. Because it's like for writers and like social media. So they want to see like what team you'd be good for. And so I was like, cool, I'm going to apply for that. But I don't want to do it right now. So I'm just going to put it off. And I'm like scrolling on Instagram. It's like 11:30 at night. And I look and their Instagram story says, applications closing tonight. And I'm like, shoot. So I'm like rushing to get this application done. I think by the time I saw it, there's like 5 minutes left before midnight. And I didn't finish it till after midnight, and I never got an email from them. I was like, shoot, like, I did it too late. I didn't get in.
Oh.
But they posted on Instagram where their first event was going to be, and it was just, like, a little social event. They were getting ice cream together. So I showed up.
I stalked them. Yes.
I stalked them, and I went. And I just started talking to people there, and I found out who, like, the president of it was. Mm-hmm. So I went up to her, and I was like, hey, I don't know if you ever saw my application. I really want to be in this club. And she was, like, she was flabbergasted. She didn't know what to do. She was like, okay, what team did you want to be on? I was like, oh, the social media team. She's like, okay, well, that's the social media executive. Like, go talk to her. And so I said the same thing to her. She was like, oh, yeah, sorry, must have missed it. Yeah, you can join, sure.
Oh, okay.
So I just, like, stalked my way into the club. But I'm still in it today, my senior year. So I've been in it all the years. And I'm actually the president of it now.
Oh.
So I went from stalking them to actually being the president.
Yes. I love the GCU fairs. I usually run them. Not really run them. Mm. There's this law enforcement club that I'm really interested, along with the fair that was, like, last week that I was there for my job. I work at the Career Center, where I just help, like, tutor for resumes, cover letters, and more career-based opportunity resources. So I was there at the law enforcement fair, and I made great connections. I got out of my comfort zone from there. I met police officers, and they gave me, you know, their cards, ways to contact them to see opportunities after our graduation. And I did run into this guy. He was a recruiter for a CIA program.
Whoa.
And yeah, he looked at my resume, which was 5 pages, is a federal resume. He actually helped me. So he really wanted me to get in. But one thing, the issue was, like, I'm not 21 yet. Mm. So I have to wait. And once I turn 21, I'll make that step to apply. And yeah, that's another thing. I decided to get my comfort zone and, like, talk to people. Mm. Usually I hate talking to people because I feel so overwhelmed, or, like, anxiety just hits me. So I'm just so scared.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's business, I have to, and I really want to, like, reach my goals, especially as a senior here at GCU.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, getting out of your comfort zone leads you to so many new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were too scared to go, you would have never met that recruiter and have that help. So that's super cool.
Like, you reach, like, new friends, like, people you didn't even know even existed or had the same hobbies as you.
Right.
Opportunities, like, career opportunities, jobs, like, opportunities after graduation. And, like, you know, just new things, trying out new things here at GCU has brought me to a version I've always wanted to become.
Mm-hmm. So, getting out of my comfort zone more and more has made me so much better at talking to new people.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm able to keep up a conversation where in the past I was it was just awkward silence.
If you ever go to the gym and run into me, don't talk to me, because I'll be yapping, like, 24/7. I don't know. This new year, I've been going to the gym consistently, and I've been spending 3 hours a day, every single day, either talking the entire time, like, my breaks, or just, like, taking my time lifting, you know. Yeah.
She's so there yapping.
Yeah, I'm there yapping. That's the main thing. Me and my friend Gwen are always doing that.
That's so funny. Yeah. Basically, that club experience, joining her campus, I've met, like, my best friends in there, and I wouldn't have without getting out of my comfort zone and stalking them.
Stalking. Guys, come on.
Yeah, and then we'll hear from another few students on campus who are experiencing new things or new things they want to experience in the future. What's one way you plan on getting out of your comfort zone in the future?
Probably joining a club, maybe. I was a little bit nervous to join clubs just because, like, I didn't know, like, what kind of people join a club or what clubs to join or just anything like that. So probably joining a club is my next thing.
Another way I want to get out of my comfort zone is put myself in more uncomfortable situations, but that are tolerable. You know, you don't want to, like, overdo it and just get so stressed out. You just want to put yourself in uncomfortable situations, like going on an impulsive camping trip, which I did with this guy a couple days ago. You know, so.
Yeah, when interviewing these students, they're like, their answer was quite different. They all had, like, that certain, like, event they got out of like the comfort zone, like from like what Camelback hike, the sunset, you know, the Grand Canyon, especially here at Arizona, the Grand Canyon is like really, really big here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even like outside of GCU, people ask, are like, oh, are you guys just close from like close to the Grand Canyon? I'm like, no, we're actually 4 hours away.
It's just like a staple experience. Yeah. Like, every first week, I know. Go for sunrise.
So, yeah. Yeah. Their answers are really different. There's also the student market, this one guy that we interviewed. He got out of his comfort zone and started like, he quit his job actually at Chick-fil-A and decided to just go sell stuff at the student market.
Yes, full send into...
He was networking.
Yeah, he was networking with them.
Yes.
Yeah, we just think getting out of your comfort zone is so important to us because it's one of the best ways we've learned to grow and learn more about ourselves. I would have never found my love for content creation through her campus and started a striving for a career in social media if it weren't for joining that club. The experience I got there helped me land an internship in social media marketing last summer, as well as a part-time job doing social media actually for my college here.
For me, coming out of my comfort zone has like really created a part of me that I never thought was possible. Especially growing up, I was really shy and like I did not like talking to people until now. But going to events by myself and making friends was such a blessing. Part of my experience here at GCU, and I don't regret it, honestly. At freshman year, I should have changed things, but we all grow somehow. And it also shaped me into like such a confident and outgoing person in and outside the gym especially. So yeah, that's why I think like getting out of your comfort zone is really important, especially for like upcoming students or students that are about to graduate. So yeah. Well, come on back to watch our upcoming episodes as we discuss other topics. For a hint at our next episode, we are training it to a whole new level and asking students on campus about their first dates.